Hat, shirt, scarf, sweaters. Adorable, deplorable. Deplorable lives matter. Make America great again.
The adorable deplorables were out in full force yesterday when Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally at Grand Junction Regional Airport. Supporters lined up around the West Star Aviation Hangar several hours before Trump arrived. An estimated 3,000 very vocal supporters welcomed the candidate to Grand Junction. Many Trump supporters spoke of common issues that united them and also voiced their support for Trump as an anti-establishment candidate.
Honestly, yeah, just to bring the economy back. Like, there's nothing manufactured in America. Hopefully he'll lower that corporate tax and bring companies back and create some wealth in our, not only our country, but around the world.
Immigration, the economy, and our safety, our security.
The way these trade deals are worked out, it puts us at a disadvantage against the rest of the world. And it's not that Trump wants to punish the rest of the world. Let's just make it fair for us again so that we can compete in a world market. The biggest thing that makes Trump appealing to me is that he's funding his own campaign. He's not beholden to anybody. He hasn't been bought off by lobbyists, and he's his own guy, and that's why the Republican establishment and the Democrats have gone after him. You know, when both sides go after somebody, that ought to tell you something.
Another common theme Trump supporters rallied behind was their disdain for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
I don't think there should be one set of laws for us and a set of laws for the Clintons. And they, for decades now, have been above the law. And the crimes that they have committed go back clear to when they were in the governorship in Arkansas. If I were to do the things that they've done, I'd be in prison right now. I mean, they have committed so many felonies, and so the shirt Hillary for Prison really resonates with me.
The Hillary for Prison shirts were popular, but the most common t-shirts at the rally were the many t-shirts that made fun of Clinton's basket of deplorables comment that she used to disparage Trump supporters.
When did you guys start marketing the deplorable line of t-shirts?
Probably 30 seconds after she let it come out of her mouth. Exactly 30 seconds.
Do you think it actually rallied Trump supporters together? It actually maybe brought them together?
Well, I would say 1 out of 5 people are wearing something deplorable right now, so I would absolutely agree with that, yes. It did bring maybe some people that were on the fence, maybe they weren't, to his side as far as voting. But yeah, it had a huge impact.
As happened at other Trump rallies around the country, the event in Grand Junction was stopped at least 3 different times so security personnel could remove protesters from the audience.
Yesterday, there was a story that the DNC, Democratic National Committee, is sending protesters in here.
Trump's assertion that the protesters at the rally were paid to be there by the Democratic National Committee riled up the crowd. Confrontations and loud shouts between supporters and protesters ensued. One of the protesters talked about his experience.
Donald Trump was right there, and he was saying that the media was corrupt. And as everyone was screaming, F the media, and flicking off the media, I said, you are the media. And they removed me, and they grabbed me by the shirt, grabbed me by the arm, restrained me, and walked me all the way out. I was spit on. I was threatened. I was called a... Yeah, it was a completely unpleasant experience, and the cop said he was going to break my arm and break my finger as he was holding me with my arm way back.
So did you come here with the intention to protest, or were you just here to...
I came here to wear blue and just to see a point in history be made, and this is history being unraveled in front of our eyes, and I just wanted to see it, see some of the ignorance, see what's fueling this country in a negative way, and I saw it, and I was thrown out because of it, and I did not have any intention on protesting whatsoever. I said Donald Trump is the media. Freedom of speech is not a real thing. It's not what I believed it was in this country anymore.
they are paying mentally ill people to go inside in protest.
Every single person that disagrees with Trump, and they're not all being paid.
Free speech and the expression of it was part of a larger narrative that Trump used to attack the media. One Trump supporter echoed the candidate's contempt and did not hide his feelings when asked what he thinks about the media.
Hurry up and die off.
Really? You don't think really? We need any coverage of anything?
Well, I think there are many more trustworthy sources on the internet, and I know that kind of sounds crazy, but I think it's got to that point where the media is a dinosaur. I think it's dead, and it's just waiting for the meteor kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What are you hoping will replace it?
I think it already is being replaced by, like, if I want to, I never watch TV. I never watch the news because I see people who watch the news and the information they get is so skewed and incorrect and unbelievably biased. The coverage of Trump was so unilateral and so biased, I couldn't believe it.
Trump has faced ongoing questions from the media and attacks from Clinton regarding his frequent denigrating comments about women, as well as his alleged harassment of women. At the rally on Tuesday, women of all ages vigorously defended their candidate.
I'm not offended because, like, for instance, the tape from, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. It was said in a private conversation. He's apologized for it. He's addressed it. And frankly, it's not important. Mm-hmm. You know, the issues are what are important.
I'm not giving him permission to talk about women and say the horrible things that he has. But at the same time, he is. He's not acting on anything. You know.
There's not one man that would see a gorgeous woman, or matter of fact, any woman, that doesn't have sexual desires. They're just that way.
Liberals, they all want to say that, you know, we fight against the establishment, big government, blah, blah, blah. Well, that is what Trump is, okay? He's bought his own way. He's been successful. He doesn't need to be president of the United States, especially for the money. But he is anti-government, okay? He is what everybody wants to happen.
Are you surprised more liberals are for Trump?
I'm very surprised. Yeah, if they were free-thinking people, which
they say they are, but they're not free-thinking people. They're establishment people. They got their mindset the way the government has told us to be for all these years. Yeah. And it's not just Clinton, and it's the Bushes before it. All of us are tired of the establishment and the old politician ways.
As the contest for votes gets increasingly confrontational, any hope of unifying a divided country after the election seems more and more difficult. This Trump supporter compared it to trying to get squabbling children to get along.
You know, I have four kids. How do you stop your kids from fighting? I think that once the election passes, people kind of go back into their holes somewhat. I think a lot of the rhetoric will die down. And let's face it, when the economy is good and things are going well, people's anger levels tend to go down.
Trump concluded the rally with his own thoughts about how he will unify the country if he is elected.
I'm going to fight for every person in this country who believes government should serve people, yeah. Not the donors. To bring Americans together for the first time in a long time.
Stay tuned to KVNF for the third and final debate between Trump and Clinton tonight at 7 p.m. NPR will broadcast the debate live from Las Vegas and will offer real-time fact-checking at npr.org. For KVNF News and with Allie Lightfoot, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.